Hello, everyone. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another session. Well, today we're going to talk about entrepreneurs and what makes them successful. Actually, what we're really going to talk about is the different personality types of entrepreneurs are out there, how they work, what works for them, and why some might be better than others. So let's get straight into that. So let's start with the two most common known personality types you can probably most of you have heard of. That's the introvert and the extrovert. So there's lots of talk about this, and you know, I will say that I have worked with every single personality type I explained today, are going to talk about today, I've worked with a multiple of them, actually. So I have experienced in life what it means to work with those and what they struggle with and what they're really good at, what they stick out, at least to the people I work with. So I thought I'd give you a little bit of an insight on this. So coming back to introverts and extroverts. So what's the difference between those two? There's a lot of misunderstanding about this, I think. At least that's what I hear from people in our meetups and, you know, in other sessions we do. The main idea is that people think that an extrovert is someone who goes outside, is always with other people and loves this, and it's great and it's all wonderful. And an introvert is more a person like a nerd sitting at home, not actually moving at all, and, you know, just hoping that nobody will talk to them. That seems to be the most common understanding. Now, I disagree with this completely. This is not really. I have seen lots of introverts who have been very outgoing, amazingly good with other people, amazing leaders, have really, I mean, such a good way of dealing with other people that is extraordinary. And I've seen also extroverts struggling with exactly the same thing over and over and over again, you know, trying to be on their own, trying to figure this out and just can't do it, or being with other people and failing completely, being good leaders or managing anything in any shape or form. So let's identify first what an extrovert and introvert actually is in general terms. So if we read a little bit about what it says on the internet about that, then start with the extroverts. Is an outgoing, social, confident person. That's what they think. I disagree. It's definitely an outgoing, a social, confident. No, that's something you learn. That's not automatically because you're an extrovert. Then second, a person whose personality is characterized by extroversion. That's pretty logical. A typical gregarious and unreserved person who enjoys and seeks out social interaction. That's only partly true. I wouldn't always say that. Psychology, the state of or tendency toward being predominantly concerned with and obtaining gratification from what is outside the self. A personality trait or style characterized by a preference for orientation to engage socially with others. All right, interesting. Introverts, a person whose personality is characterized by introversion. Great. A typically reserved or quiet person who tends to be introspective, enjoys spending time alone. A person who prefers calm environments, limits social engagements, or embraces a greater than average preference for solitude. Psychology, the state of or tendency toward being predominantly concerned with and obtaining gratification from one's own mental life. A personality trait or style characterized by a preference for or orientation to one's own thoughts and feelings. Let me give you my explanation between the difference between introvert and extrovert. Let's say you have a problem, you're struggling with something and you don't know how to deal with it. Let's say you've just been told that you're fired. Let's say that. Let's take this as a high level thing. So some major impact. An introvert will lock himself in the room, start crying a little bit, you know, and just, you know, trying to figure it out for themselves and don't know what to do. An extrovert will seek out other people to tell their stories. I can't understand why I get fired. I don't get that, and so on. The point between the extrovert and the introvert, or the main aspect between those two, is that one feels more comfortable and calm in an environment while the other feels more comfortable and calm in their own environment without other people around. This is the real difference. Now, both of them are very, very good, or can be very, very good at going out there, meeting other people, being around other people, being charming, you know, I mean, amazing characters. They can be amazing people, both of them. It doesn't matter if you're introvert or extrovert. Both of them also can be very good at doing their own thing, you know, maybe have their home gym and doing the sport or doing their meditation or doing their stuff. None of this is in any shape or form, you know, defines you in any shape or form. This is just who you are as a person while the extrovert and introvert aspect is just really where you feel most comfortable if you are in a stressful situation. It's like an animal, you know, and one animal will run away on his own and will just go somewhere when there's danger in the area, and the other one will try to find cover in the herd, in the group of people. That's pretty much it. This is all it is. That's the difference between those two, in my experience. Now, there's one more aspect of this. Whatever you do, if you're an introvert, extrovert, if you're an extrovert and you go more towards the people and you feel more comfortable in there, of course, that's where you very likely gain the most of your energy. That means being around other people is just normal for you. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You don't worry about it. You don't worry about they think about you or what they do. You just feel comfortable surrounded by other people. The interaction with other people is something that gives you energy and doesn't strain energy out of you. While on the introvert, it's slightly different. Introvert gains most of the energy by being on his own or her own and just having their own time, you know, to reflect and to consider and to, you know, this kind of thing. Being with other people is a constant approach like, I hope I'm not doing anything wrong here. I hope I'm good in what I'm saying. I hope it doesn't affect me back. That's the kind of thing. Conflict between people is for an extrovert slightly better or easier to manage than it is for an introvert. Mainly, not because they're better in way of dealing with other people, but it's more like they're just not so much affected by it. They see this as just a normal way of interacting. While from introvert, it can very much be that one wrong word by someone else is taken very personal. It is, you know, it impacts them deeply, and therefore they don't feel comfortable and it drains energy. These are the two, for me at least, these are the two main aspects. But I've worked with both of them and have been team leaders, project managers, people who run a great amount of other people and have to make sure they're doing an amazing job, business owners, all of them. And I can tell you that both of them can be amazingly good at their job. I would never distinguish someone by if he's an introvert or he's an extrovert. Not at all. By far not. The opposite, introvert has a lot of advantages towards an extrovert and the other way around. As I just say, the extrovert is easier with people, but also being able to reflect and really think deep and thinking about how you can, you know, what other people might think about something. This ability to put yourself into other people's shoes is much more on the introvert side, in my experience. So it all comes with a good and a bad. So if it comes to entrepreneurship, there's no difference. I mean, for me, it would make absolutely no difference if you're an extrovert or if you're an introvert. Let's get to the other two, probably more difficult ones and something maybe most people haven't thought about it so much yet. So that is narcissist and psychopath. Now, I know psychopath sounds so brutal, you know, so someone is killing people all the time. That's not quite true, but I don't say they can't, but anyone could. So that's not the point. So let's make a distinction here. Let's have a look again what the web says about the narcissist. So it's an extremely self-centered person who has an exaggerated sense of self-importance. A person who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. That's interesting. Psychopath. Psychopathy is defined as a mental antisocial disorder in which an individual manifests amoral and antisocial behavior, shows a lack of ability to love or establish meaningful personal relationships, expresses extreme egocentricity, and demonstrates a failure to learn from experience and other behavioral associated. Right, so, okay, in a way, just to get the subject, if someone on its way to become a psychopath, and I'm not 100% sure if that's a genetic aspect, but there might be some genes involved in this as well. But I think both of those are actually very strongly something that comes up from the way you brought up and the way you lived and the way you are as a person generally. So how you interact with your people and around you and so on. But I think I heard this distinction between those. The narcissist is something you learned to be, by a psychopath, you're something you're born to be. So this seems to be the two main things, but they're not that far apart. The biggest thing is this. Let's start with the narcissist, the lesser evil one, let's say, when it comes, based on what I hear on the web. I don't see it as that evil, but okay, fair enough. So a narcissist is someone who is very much self-centered, someone who thinks about themselves first and the others second. That means they are willing to change their behavior as long as it serves themselves at any given time. This might remind you of many, many politicians and many, many very, very, very successful entrepreneurs in the world, because I think having a narcissistic approach And maybe even a psychopathic approach is not a bad thing if you want to run a business. You just go through, you know, you go, yeah, but you go through everything. It doesn't matter. You're not as much worried about other people. I mean, if it comes to firing people in a company, if you have that this approach of a narcissistic approach, you're not going to worry too much about it. Now, a narcissist is not as extreme as a psychopath in a way that the narcissist still can imagine what other people might feel. But he is only interested in that kind of information if it serves himself. While a psychopath is not even capable of imagining what other people feel. They just do things without thinking. They're more reactive. They just do without thinking about the risks, without worrying about the risks at all. They don't even see that there is a risk. They don't see that thing. So in a way, you can see that this is like the extreme other side of everything. This is like, you know, major. In history, we have seen that if you are none of this, if you're neither a narcissist or a psychopath, and you're a very successful entrepreneur, then there is this history, which you can read up, actually, if you just search a little bit on the web. There is this history. If you're one of those people, it's just a matter of time if one of the others, like a narcissist or psychopath, will kill you. I mean, not physically, but, you know, as a business. It's just a matter of time because they're just going to, you know, just going to overrun you. And that's all there is to it. So that seems to be the thing, because you have to worry about too many other things if you're none of those, you know. You have to worry about more stuff than yourself. And that additional load that is on you and your mind and on your decision making is just the one that holds you back. That's the consensus out there. So purely from a psychological point of view and looking at it from an entrepreneurial standpoint, having these tendencies towards narcissism and I wouldn't go as far as psychopath. It's a bit extreme, right? But if you go towards narcissism, if you're something like this, you're probably going to have it slightly easier in business. Now, in life, that's a very different game. A narcissist doesn't have an easy life. I can imagine they must struggle massively because, they're going to run into corners all the time. You know, they run into, you know, into everything that's in their way because they don't see it as being in their way. They just look at themselves and say, what's the point? Why is this here? Let's get rid of it. They don't think about going around it and accepting the thing that's there, right? While for psychopaths, it's probably less of a problem because they don't actually care if how they feel, but they just feel good and that's it. And they just see themselves, that's all there is. Everyone else doesn't count, while for a narcissist, there's still something there. Now, if you have these tendencies and if you're not sure, look it up. I mean, there's lots of information out there. On YouTube, you find hundreds of them. Just be careful. There's a lot of blah, blah out there, which is maybe not so quite true. I'm reflecting here only on the people I met, and I met quite a few narcissists. I met also quite a few psychopaths. So let's be clear, running businesses. Looking at them, decision-making of those people is is like a jaw-dropping sometimes. You know, it's just more from a psychopath than it is from a narcissist. It's extraordinary how far those people go, you know, and what kind of thinking they have. And where I would say, you can't do that. And their question, why not? It's like, and where you would think, or where I would think, no, because this is just not what you do. You just, this is not right. This general feeling you have in you, you know, when things are right or wrong, it's just lacking. They don't have that. They just don't see it. So they will just do things. That's it. They just do it. Is this an advantage? I think it can be. It can definitely be an advantage. Because often enough have I taken decision afterwards when I thought, oh, you know what? If I would have done it differently, it would be better. Or that's more what I believe. But I come back to this in a second. Just give me that moment just to finalize this. So again, narcissism, psychopath, they are certainly, forget psychopath a little bit, it's a bit extreme. But if you have the tendency towards narcissism, psychopath is just the extension of a narcissist. If you just look at it from a narcissistic perspective, that can be an advantage if you're in there. Can be. Now, let me explain to you why it doesn't have to be and why it can be actually amazing if you're none of those. So if you're just a normal guy or girl who just wants to run a business and just wants to see a thing, what you need to do different to better understand, you know, to better maneuver that land of entrepreneurship. So specifically in terms of business or high level career, you know, where it's really about pushing and being pushed on that kind of level. This is the understanding of problems. This is the understanding what the problem actually is. So again, example, let's say you are in a situation where you have to let, whatever, 20 people go out of your business. You know, they just have to go. Your accountant just told you there's no way in the world, and there's no justification for that, for you to continue like this with these people. As much as you like those people, the business can't afford them. And the way it goes right now and the market is right now, there's just no way that can be done. So you need to let them go. You need to fire them. A narcissist will not even care. He will just say, all right, guys, sorry, guys, you have to go tomorrow, your last day, goodbye, that's it, done, problem solved. They feel good afterwards because they think, oh, I solved the problem, that's it. Self-centered, it's about what their own thing is. Now, for you, if you're not that kind of person, if you're not narcissistic in any aspect, that could be a huge problem. You think, oh, what am I going to do? These people are going to suffering, you know, they're trusting me, they believe in what I'm doing, and you know, good leadership is about that, right? In a way, you want to make sure that your people are, you know, feel comfortable around you, and you don't want them to, you know, and do the job, the best job they possibly can do. The question here must be, what's the problem? You need to understand what the problem is. So is the problem actually the market? Is the problem something else? Is there something else I can do differently? Or is the problem I try to solve here really solved with this, or is there another way of solving the problem? Is looking at things from a different angle, right? Because one big thing I found narcissists have, that they're very quickly, their aim is to quickly solve the problem. They don't want to deal with problems. They don't have an interest in this. They're just there to solve, and they go over anyone to do so. That means they, as they don't have this stopper that tells them not to do that, they will just take quick decisions. Now, that's not always a good thing. Very often, these are wrong. So if you want to compete with someone like this in the open market, you need to make sure that your decisions are good decisions and that you take these decisions with the right reason. That means, is because your accountant tells you that firing 20 people is the right thing to do? Is this the right thing to do? Is there a way out? What's the actual problem? Is it financial? Is it, I don't know, is it because of other people? Is it really because of the market? If you're clearer about the problem itself, you might be able to solve that situation completely different. Not by not firing, by coming up with something completely new. And that's something someone like a narcissist or with narcissistic tendencies will probably not do, because they don't really care. If it solves their problem right now, so let's deal with it and just solve it. Problem solved, done. Problem, you know, that's it. And if you need to hire some again, I'll hire them again. That's it. That's all there is to it. While you or someone with non-narcissistic tendencies will probably look at it differently and will say, okay, I don't want to fire these people. I don't want to do this. So how can I find a solution by having this problem, adding the additional thing to the problem? So if I say the market is not good, so how can my problem is the market is good and I don't want to fire these people. That's my problem. And now you look at the overall and you look for a solution on this. You don't just look for the solution on the small part of it and break everything else. You just look at the overall solution, the higher level solution. So bad market and not firing people. How do I solve this? And you look at that. How do I solve that part? And that will very likely lead you to a completely different solution. So this is really, everybody should do that. And that's why I personally believe that narcissists are not necessarily the best business people. Mainly because they're making decisions very, very quickly. Of course, they're also, because they make decisions very, very quickly, they don't deal with these problems like you have, having to keep them, and that might hold you back in other parts of the business. There might be, you know, there is always a trade-off on any kind of solution you bring in. They're going for the easiest one they can get, as long as it doesn't affect them. They don't care. If they had to fire themselves, they wouldn't do it. They would say, what about if I fire everyone else? All right, let's do that. It's much easier, much better. Because for them, it's easier. Get my point? So these traits or these characteristics of people, this is major. You need to understand and be above that. Now, it is not a bad idea to have someone with narcissistic tendencies working for you. That's not a bad idea. It's going to be hard to keep them going, but as long as you feed them so they feel comfortable for themselves, that should work. It should work well. And they will give you maybe some markers and say, hey, you have to do this and that's it. So what's your problem, you know? So it can be a bit of a wake-up call. You're not getting too deeply pushed into your feelings because you have to find that right middle way, right? Sometimes it might be the best, even for the people who are with you, to go. Sometimes that might just be the best solution, you know? So you cannot always say one is right or one is wrong. All I'm saying is that the one who is with the narcissistic tendencies will just do it without even thinking any further, while the one without the narcissistic tendencies, they probably struggle much more to coming up with a solution on this one. And that could be a downfall as well. So as you can see, none of those are really perfect for being an entrepreneur and being successful as an entrepreneur. None of them are good. Neither extrovertal tendencies, introvertal tendencies, or narcissistic tendencies, or even going deep into being a psychopath. None of this is actually perfect for being, you know, for running a business. Now, I have to say that you have to flatten out. And there is this one thing that happens over time when you start building a business. When you build a business, you become successful with your business. You start living in your own little world. You start losing contact with what's really going on with on another level. So you see yourself. You can see this at sports people a lot. You can see people are doing sport. They can constantly get told, you're amazing, you're great, you're fantastic. They start believing it. The same happens with actors or, you know, very famous actors or singers or anything like that, bands and so on. They constantly get told, you're great, you're amazing, because people think if they keep telling them that, that they just be better and they focus better and they do better. And partly that's probably true. But it has another side effect. And the side effect is that they lose contact with everything else. They just believe they're it. There is nothing better than them. Everything they do is just perfect. They don't. They lose this contact. And this has nothing to do with being, you know, being narcissistic or extrovertal or introvertal. This has a lot to do just you living in a different world. And getting that connection back to the world where everything else happens, for mainly the world where your customers are in, so the people who actually pay you, that's quite important to step back from time to time and look what's really going on the ground here. What's happening there? What helps them? What works for them? Because at the end, they're the ones who are going to pay you. So I think the success of an entrepreneur on that level is far more built, you know, keeping that connection, having both the introvert and the extrovert tendency, clearly, for both of them are fantastic. If you can have both, if you can feel comfortable around people and with yourself, best thing you can do. And it does really help to have some narcissistic tendency as well, to just because at the end of the day, you're responsible for a business and probably responsible once you become successful for a lot of people. You can't just break everything down just because of one person. Sometimes that one person just has to go. And that's just all there is to it. It doesn't mean you just kick them out on the street. You might be able to find another way for that person to continue in a different way or do something else or whatever, whatever it will be. You know, this is, of course, that's on you. That's your part, being a good leader, you know, and making sure that people are on your side and going with you, understanding your direction and so on. This is vital. But don't be fooled by the idea that that you can't be very successful without being a narcissist, that you need an extrovert to be successful, as I hear this more and more and more, and that you can't be successful if you're an introvert. That's definitely not true. I mean, far from it. Far, far, far from it. It's great to know what your tendencies are, and based on those tendencies, to align your actions and the way you think and the way you work and what you set yourself up as a habit. That's certainly something that helps to get that right. So you're not constantly running against the wall, that you understand that you're probably going to run against the wall. So what can you do to avoid that from happening? What buffer can you put between so it doesn't hurt so much every time? So that's probably better. So understanding yourself is certainly an important part. Well, I hope I could give you a little bit of insight, at least from my experience so far, working for 30 years now with entrepreneurs, being an entrepreneur myself. I'm not telling you what I am. I'm not telling this. But that's everybody's own personal thing. But I can tell you so much, it doesn't matter what your tendency is. Don't be worried about it. It doesn't matter. You can be an extremely successful person as an entrepreneur. You can achieve amazing stuff. So I would never hold that back. Important is that you keep connected to the rest of the world and you're not just living your own little life somewhere in your head. That's number one. And that you have some thinking about other people, what other people think about you as well. Not just about you, about the things you do, the actions you take, and what impact that might have about others. I think that's quite important. On the other side, you need to be someone who is capable of making decisions quickly, concisely, and pushes it through. That's also very important. That is also good leadership. Doesn't matter how you look at it. Sometimes it sounds harsh, but it's important to take good decisions quickly. For that, you need good pillars. You need to have a good structure in place that helps you and guides you in the decision making. And if you want to know more about this, then come back to us and join us on our meetups, join us on our website, sign up to our newsletter. We release stuff, help in this area all the time. You can talk to us about this all the time. Even if you have your individual thing, sign up to our membership as well, which we have a great way of working with us, you know, on a one-on-one basis. That might help you to get through this. Guys, I wish you a great time, and it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what your tendency you are, You have everything in you to be an amazing, amazing, successful person. Take care, guys. See you later. Bye-bye. And don't forget to sign up to our newsletter. We're going to bring it out every Saturday morning. It's a great way to stay in touch with us and a great way to understand better how entrepreneurs work and what they do. We're a team of four right now. We're all writing the newsletter on a regular basis. And I tell you something, you get different insights from different people in different situations. And I'm sure there's something there for you as well. Take care, guys. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.